Psalm 38, a psalm of David to bring to remembrance. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, nor chasten me in your fury, for your arrows rain down on me, and your hand descends onto me. There is nothing unscathed in my flesh on account of your indignation. There is no peace in my bones on account of my sin. For my iniquities extend beyond my head. They weigh down like a burden too heavy for me. My scars are loathsome. They are a flux because of my folly. I am buckled. I have been brought low in the extreme. I go mourning all day long. For my loins are full of inflammation, and there is nothing unscathed in my flesh. I have become languid, and I have been crushed in the extreme. I roar with the growling of my heart. O Lord, all my yearning is set before you, and my sighing is not concealed from you. My heart palpitates. My strength has deserted me, and the light of my eyes is not with me either. Those who love me and my friends stand back at my plight, and my acquaintances station themselves at a distance, while those who seek my life lay snares, and those intent on harming me speak pernicious things and contemplate deceitful plots all day long. But I, like a deaf person, do not hear it, and like a mute person who does not open his mouth. And I was like a man who did not hear it, in whose mouth were no reproofs. For I have waited for you, O Lord. You will answer, O Lord, my God. For I have said, so that they do not rejoice over me or triumph over me when my foot falters. For I am on the point of keeling over, and my grief is in front of me all the time. For I will confess my iniquity. I am anxious about my sin. Meanwhile, my enemies are alive and have become strong, and those who hate me on false grounds have become numerous. And those who requite evil instead of good oppose me for my pursuit of good. Do not abandon me, O Lord. O God of mine, do not be far from me. Hasten to help me, O Lord of my salvation. To the choirmaster, to Jeduthun. Psalm 39. A psalm of David. I have resolved that I will keep my ways, not sinning with my tongue. I will restrain my mouth with a muzzle as long as the wicked one is still before me. I was mute, in silence. I was quiet because of my good situation. Then sorrow came upon me. My heart was hot within me. A fire was burning in my contemplation. I spoke with my tongue. O Lord, make my end known to me, and what the measure of my days is, so that I may know how transient I am. Look, you have appointed my days to be as handbreadths, and my lifespan is as nothing before you. Surely all mankind is appointed to nothing but vanity. Selah. Surely man walks around in a shadow. Surely men are in a commotion in vanity. He heaps things up, but does not know who will collect them. And now, O Lord, what have I hoped for? My hope is pinned on you. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Do not make me a fool's reproach. I was silent. I did not open my mouth, for you acted. Do stop dealing me blows, for I am consumed by the castigation of your hand. You chasten a man on account of iniquity with punishments, and you dissolve away his elegance like a moth. Surely all mankind is vanity. Selah. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and listen to my crying out. Do not be indifferent to my tears, for I am a foreigner with you, a temporary resident like all my fathers. Allow me respite, and let me be cheerful, before I go and am no more. To the choirmaster. Psalm 40. A psalm of David. I fervently put hope in the Lord. And he turned to me and heard my crying out. And he brought me up out of a deadly pit, out of the miry mud, and he raised my feet onto a rock, and he directed my steps. And he put a new song in my mouth, a psalm to our God. Many will see and fear and trust in the Lord. Happy is the man who has made the Lord the object of his trust, and who has not turned to the insolent, nor to those who turn aside to dishonesty. O Lord my God, your wondrous works which you have performed are many, and your thoughts to us are beyond compare. I will announce them and speak of them, although they are too great to relate. You do not desire sacrifice or offering, you have opened my ears. You have not asked for burnt offering or sin offering. Then I said, Behold, I have come. In the scroll of the book it stands written concerning me. I delight to do your will, O God of mine, and your law is in my inner parts. I have brought good tidings of righteousness in a great convocation. Look, I have not held my lips back. O Lord, you know. I have not concealed your righteousness inside my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not hidden away your kindness or your truth from a great convocation. O Lord, you do not hold back your mercies from me. Your kindness and your truth always guard me. For innumerable evils have surrounded me. My iniquities have caught up with me, so that I am unable to see. They are more numerous than the hairs of my head, and my heart has deserted me. Be willing, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, hasten to my assistance. May those who seek to destroy my life be completely ashamed and disgraced. May those who delight in my harm be driven back and be made ignominious. May those who say to me, Ha, ha, be devastated on account of their shame. May all those who seek you exult and rejoice in you. May those who love your salvation always say, Let the Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord considers me. You are my helper and my deliverer. O God of mine, do not delay. To the choirmaster.